So I invite you to close your eyes and focus on what is happening right now within your body. How does it feel to communicate to your body with words of affirming how much you love your body? Do you feel, sense, or know there is a response from your cellular structure thanking you for this communication? Is it possible that your instructions, even now, are being carried out by your cells, that you have instructed to send the consciousness of love throughout your entire being? Is it possible your cells are carrying out this instruction? So we invite you to tune into the energy of your body so that you enhance the communication you have and the receptivity of your cells to this communication. And the invitation is to say these words on a daily basis to your body, that you indeed love your body, because indeed your body is precious. Your body is filled with divinity. And your body is now very receptive to the message that's about to come forward from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon. Is metaphysics really changing? The greetings that I have given for years, it says that I am Kryon of magnetic service. Even that, dear ones, may be changing. Here is a premise, an idea that I wish to give you in the four lessons or channels that are the messages of this month, this being number one. The premise is this: is energy the kind of energy that you count on when you would watch a channeler, for instance, or any of those dealing in meditative energies, or any of those who deal with any kinds of energy work, even the healing? Is that changing? It's a very controversial subject. There would be those who would say it never changes. You would equate it perhaps to the energy of the creative source, the overall super consciousness that some call God. And you would say, this is the metaphysics I grew up with, or it's what I learned, and it doesn't change. Here's what I'm about to tell you. It is not only changing right in front of your eyes, it has changed. And it's moving to a place that you don't expect. But it is all coordinating with everything that I have been teaching for more than 30 years. What is this that is happening on the earth that might change energy? The very energy that you count on in metaphysics. Now let's just even get perhaps a little more definitions going of what that energy might be in metaphysics. How many of you meditate? Is that changing? How many of you use that which is the energy that you would have to clear things before you would go and be part of them? A clearing energy, Perhaps you would clear a room before you would go into it, or perhaps you're about to do some energy work yourself and you wish to do some clearing. Has that changed? How many of you do what we would call a protection kind of energetic ceremony, even a small one, even a short one, to make sure you're protected from any dark energy around you? How many of you are doing that? All of those have changed, all of them. And there's more that I haven't even mentioned. And to some, these are very sacred. These are the elements, you might say, of metaphysical work. How many of you healers absolutely depend on these three before you will do any healing work? You'll meditate, you'll clear, you'll send energy of protection, and you begin. What if I told you that all of those have changed? They have. So in the next three messages I give to you, I'm going to delve into each and every one of those to give you some information that I have been giving now for some time about that changing landscape which you call metaphysics. How could this be? I've lost some of you right away. And they'll say, well, now, Crine, you've gone a little too far. These things are from that which is the super consciousness, that's what we feel from the other side of the veil. This is a sacred thing that we have learned how to do. Don't go changing it. And I will tell you this, you don't have to change, but what if I told you the veil got thinner? Now, don't you think if energy soars through the veil in an entirely different way today than when you learn some of these things, don't you think it will change what you do or not? And there are those who will say, I'm not really sure I understand, Cryon. What is the light-dark quotient that you learned these things within? Meditators. When you learn to meditate and enjoy that which is so precious to you, what was the light-dark quotient when you did that? How many years ago did you begin that? Those of you who have been clearing a room before you start something, when did you learn that? Was the light-dark quotient? That is, how much light there is compared to how much dark there is on the planet. Was it the same as it is today? No. No. For those of you who are always into protection, making sure it's pure where you are and you're protected from any outside energies or dark forces, when did you learn that? What was the light-dark quotient when you began that? This is what I want to present. This is the reason that the metaphysics of today is not the metaphysics of your grandfather or your grandmother. These energies have changed drastically. What have I been teaching you in these last few years? You are sitting in the shift. The shift is not something that has come along because a channeler said it would. The shift has been predicted for hundreds of years by the ancients, by the shamans, scribed into the rocks of the land. It has been foretold so many times because it is an astronomical event, this precession of the equinoxes. If you doubt me, you can read it in your holy scriptures that are current, that something was going to happen in the 2000s. This was the prediction of the rapture, of the Armageddon. It is everywhere on the planet, dear ones. It's not something that a few New Age people made up. And here you sit within this, and the world is showing it to you. This shift is a result of a thinning of the veil between that which you call God, the superconsciousness, spirit, and the human being's consciousness itself. It is a meld, for the first time, a meld between humans and the other side of the veil, which includes your soul. And it's a meld which starts to change you, enhance you, enable you, mature you. Mature you into a way that start to see wisdom that only the shamans knew in the past. It's why you start to expect better things around you than what your parents had. And I'm talking about consciousness, integrity, honesty, compassion. This world, in a dark light scenario in the past, didn't have those almost at all. Now you're demanding them within your social structures, even your laws, dear ones. You're starting to demand things that you never thought were even possible before. A total and complete result of a thinning veil, which is flowing to you in such a different way that some of you are feeling it, some of you are not. But I'm here to tell you that the proof is what you are accomplishing or not accomplishing. There was a time when I told you, many years ago, that the radio station, a metaphor, that you were tuned to, a metaphor, which you called spirit, superconsciousness, God, that you were tuned to, that the frequency of the radio station had moved. And it was up to you to find it. And that moving was the lifting of the veil to an extent that is thinner today than it ever was before. The light, dark consciousness of this planet is starting to move toward light. This changes every single one of you who say you are into metaphysics. This starts to change every single meditator, every single one who is clearing the room before you start, every single healer on the planet, everyone who is engaging protection. They didn't go away, dear ones. Those things still remain. They've just changed a lot. We want to tell you how. I want to do it carefully so you understand that we are saying to you that there is a greater enablement of every single human being on the planet who wishes to take it. And intent is the key. Belief is also very important. Do you accept this premise or do you not? Dear ones, I give all of you this in love. And it is exciting because never in the history of humanity has consciousness ever played this big of a part in everything that's going to come from now. Inventions, war or no war, politics. It's going to change it all down the line. And some of you will start to see it sooner than not. This is the new human. It is what we have told you is coming all along. The new metaphysics is changing, and everything you knew about energy is starting to shift. Interested? I'll talk to you more about it next time. I'm crying in love with you all. And so it is.